Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
And this is Lunchtime Live, here with me, Shane Beattie, in for Andrea. Now, my next guest says she and her brother were left humiliated after being forced off a Ryanair flight as they travelled home from Dublin to Poland. Dorota Mara and her brother, Jarek, had already boarded their flight when they say cabin crew were unable to load Jarek's wheelchair into the aircraft's hold. And Dorota joins me now. Afternoon to you, Dorota. I suppose, first of all, you might begin by telling us how your brother ended up in a wheelchair.
So 4 years ago, actually, in July 2024, he experienced some pain in his shoulder. It was nothing serious. He actually went to work, and over the weekend, he got temperature. Also, nothing alarming. It was during the COVID, so he didn't think much of it. But on Monday, he actually got he couldn't straighten himself up. He couldn't walk straight. So we called ambulance. He went to hospital, to St. Vincent. And the next morning, he was transferred to Mater Hospital. The same day, a neurosurgeon called me saying he was paralyzed from the neck down due to abscess. So it's infection on the neck level.
Wow. And that and that's resulted in him being paralyzed?
Exactly.
It's a huge adjustment, I suppose, not just for him, but also for you and everyone who knows him, because, you know, 5-6 years ago, this wasn't an issue. And now it's very much part of daily life.
Exactly. It was shocking because he was always healthy. He never had any cold. He was never sick. It was only pain in the shoulder and over the weekend. It just, we thought it will go away. You would never think of much of it. And since then, he needs 24-hour carrier.
Yeah, absolutely. So a huge adjustment, as I say, but it doesn't stop him traveling. Would he be a regular traveler, a regular flyer?
He would love to. I convinced him in January, yes. That was the first time he let me convince him. It's not that he didn't want to. He was just afraid because it is really embarrassing for him. Because he doesn't even hold balance. He can't sit straight. In January, I had to even strap his legs together because they are opening wide. I had to hold him to the seat in the plane so he won't be falling forward. He's embarrassed that people look at him. On the airport, obviously, he can't even eat himself because the tables are too low. I have to feed him. So he was really afraid of that first journey, how it will go. But after that, he was delighted. He loved it. For the first time since the accident, since he landed in hospital and got paralyzed, he was able to see all his family in Poland. So he got really, really excited and he wanted to travel again. And obviously it didn't work out.
And it didn't work out this day last week. Tell us what happened.
Everything was planned as in January. We were 3 hours before the flight, the same wheelchair, everything the same. They took us on the plane. The flight was already delayed. I think it was half an hour, 40 minutes. We were the last to be put on the plane. Obviously, for some reason, they had issues to put the chair in the cargo. The stewardess came first time to me and asked me, oh, did you travel before with our airline? I said, yes, we did in January. Then she asked me, did we travel with that chair? I said, yes, we did. I actually showed her the flight on my phone. I had the ticket from January. Then she came back to ask more details. I said it was the same airport. Everything was the same. Back, return flight, there was no issues. She was talking with the staff on the ground. She came back again to us, explaining that they have difficulties putting the chair on the plane. I said, how did you not have difficulties back in January? She said, oh, I don't know. She said you have two options at that stage, or get off the plane or leave the chair behind. I said, those are my two options. And she said, yes. Right. I will give you a few minutes to think about
it. Can I just clarify before you go any further with the wheelchair? Did you want to bring the chair on the actual plane beside the seat, or just in general have the chair on the flight in the cargo hold?
No chairs can be brought to the plane, so they put always the chairs to the cargo.
And they're saying that this chair wasn't going to fit in the cargo hold?
That's correct.
Is this a special, forgive my ignorance here, is this a special wheelchair? Are there different types of wheelchairs?
Yes, it is. Wheelchair was especially made for him in the National Rehabilitation Center because, as I said, it was a spinal cord injury on the neck level. So it's not normal wheelchair, like, you know, from the waist down. So he needs support from the neck to the bottom.
And explain to me, sorry, I interrupted you earlier. You were saying things weren't working out. How do we get to the decision that you're not going to be properly allowed onto the plane? And what happened at that stage?
So when she gave us those two options, yes?
Yeah.
My brother was obviously already upset. I said, okay, we already rented in Poland a specialized bed, specialized mattress, hoist, so it's machine to transfer him from the wheelchair to the bed. We already organized like a carer to help my brother with the personal hygiene. That's already paid and rented. I said, okay, we will fly. We'll fly. I will organize something. We're flying to Wrocław. It's a big city. We will rent some wheelchair, some tall wheelchair with neck support. We'll figure out if something will stay in some hotel. I will transfer you. I don't care. I worked 10 years as a care assistant myself. We will figure it out. I wanted him to be with his family. He's already, you know, so down in his mood, being in the nursing home itself on a daily basis. And he said, okay. So I called that stewardess back and I said, listen, we are flying. We will leave the chair behind.
Yeah.
And I will organize somebody to collect it. And then suddenly she told me, oh, it's not allowed. It's against the rules. So you have to leave the plane.
And I want to come to that moment when it's finally decided you have to get off the plane. What was that experience like?
Horrible. It was, as I said, my brother was even shocked because I start crying and I never cry. He even said, you never cry. Because I felt powerless. He felt humiliated because everybody were waiting. It was additional hour on the plane when they were trying to sort it out. So people were already delayed 40 minutes plus another hour. He got excited again to fly and he couldn't. Every day, as I said, it's obstacle for him. Every day, he doesn't have any, much of enjoyment in his life. So definitely, it was very, very upsetting and I don't know what else we can do. We're really fighting every day for him to have any joy in life. And it would be nice for the staff to put themselves in his position.
And given your brother's condition, he had to be physically lifted off the plane.
And as I said, he doesn't hold the balance. So if you grab him by the shoulder, I know that's the only way they can do it. By the shoulder and by the legs, but as I said, he doesn't hold the balance, so he's like water, you know, like bag of potatoes. So he nearly falls out of your hands, and you know, then whole plane is staring, and it's nothing nice, especially in such a situation.
It's also a very weird experience to have to get off a plane and go through the other side of security to actually physically get out of an airport, because we're not used to that. You're used to getting onto your plane. What did you do after that?
I tried again, somehow turn it around and, you know, make him positive. I don't know. Get him Burger King. I know it's stupid. And I said, we'll figure it out. We'll do something. I made straight away complaint. I went on the phone and on the Ryanair website and made an official complaint. And I said, let's not get angry. Let's try to find some solutions. And a nursing home have his old wheelchair, which is manual.
Yeah.
That was the first chair which he had. And it actually folds like a boogie, like a children boogie. So I said, try to talk him into that chair. He wasn't too happy first because obviously taking away his little independence which he have on his electric wheelchair, because he would have to be pushed on that. And I understand that fully. But then I asked him, listen, I will book the tickets. I had some savings left. The new tickets cost us 800 euros. So that's a lot for this coming Monday. And I said, listen, it's better to go on that manual wheelchair. At least you will be still with family, with my dad, with my sister, with everybody. Yeah. And we will push you, like, well, it will be fine, weather will be lovely, you will have Polish food, family will be around. I said, next time we'll figure something better.
In January, you had no problem flying with this wheelchair?
No, everything was fine.
With Ryanair as well?
Yes, and to the same destination.
Well, now, Ryanair have given a statement saying that your brother had completed an electric mobility device form before travelling, but he'd given incorrect dimensions of the wheelchair, so the dimensions were wrong. And they say, as a result, when the ground handlers at Dublin Airport were loading his wheelchair, they found it was too large to fit into the aircraft hold. Should this passenger's wheelchair have fitted within the permitted dimensions, he would have travelled on this flight with his wheelchair no problem, without issue.
The same chair as in January and the same dimension. Nothing changed.
Well, Ryanair do say on your January claim, Ryanair say when they were asked about the January flight, they say it could not have been the same wheelchair. There's no way that could have been the same wheelchair in January.
Yes, I know that. And I actually have photos I provided to Connor from Irish Independent. I have photos with a date and the time stamps, and actually even with the stickers. You know, when they provide stickers on the luggage and on the wheelchair from Ryanair proving that it was the same chair.
So you say you've pictures from January of the same wheelchair. You could fly to the same destination, not a problem, and this time you can't. Does it actually, by the way, separately, does it fit in the hold, the wheelchair?
Yes, because it did. It was the same. We flew with it.
Yes, okay. What would you like to see from Ryanair on this?
Not like I didn't expect anything. I expected them. What I wanted after that flight, at least I wanted them to reschedule the flight. That's all. Or at least give that money back for that flight so he can have it for the next flight. Because he only lives from the disability allowance, which goes for the nursing home fees. That's all I wanted. But obviously, they already replied to the complaint saying the same, that the wheelchair does not meet the criteria. So I don't think it will go any further.
You're finally getting to fly on Monday?
Yes.
Are you looking forward to that trip?
I am. We are, definitely.
And he will lose some independence by having to bring a different wheelchair?
Yes. The last bit of the independence, because that's all he has, yes, the electric wheelchair that he actually can move around. So now he will have to be pushed.
Okay, well, DeRosa, thank you very much for telling us your story.
Thank you.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.